When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Change. It's just great. I'll sleep better too, because I know how hard the struggle is. Not gonna lie though, it has been kind of hard to find a time to make more of these episodes because I do have four roommates now, and there's always at least one person in this house whenever I get back, so I don't want to freak them out if they just hear me whispering in my room. It might be a little weird because I wanted this podcast to be anonymous so no one really knows like exactly who I am, although like it wouldn't really matter that much. I just don't want people that I know to judge me. Schedule where I basically only have class for 3 days, no, 4 days a week. Well, almost 3 days a week, and I almost have a 4 day weekend every week, which is honestly kind of amazing. I mean, I'm not surprised because I created the schedule. So I knew what I was doing as I was making it, but I can't believe it actually worked. Don't get me wrong though, there is a trade-off. The days that I do have lecture are crazy. Like, they are jam-packed with classes because I just smushed them all into one day. So I'm just having back-to-back classes all day, basically. For those 3 days that I do have to actually go to campus. So those are my scared days because I'm just scared at how tired I am for each of them. But it makes up for it because after those 3 days every week, I'm just cruising by and chilling, kind of, because I still have to do all my school in that time, but that's besides the point. There's a trade-off, and I think that the trade was pretty good. I think it was in my favor. I am noticing that it is harder to make friends this year, just because when we sit in classes now, we're all kind of spread apart for like COVID protocols, which is completely understandable and makes sense and should be put into place. But it's just kind of sad to social distance, even though I know like we have to do it. It's just hard to really connect with people when you can't sit by them. And so you have to actively make friends by going to like extracurriculars, like clubs and movie nights, which are fun but are kind of exhausting, so it'd just be way easier to just be able to sit next to someone in class, which is what I used to do to make friends back in the day. But it is what it is, and I'm still excited to see so many people like doing their own thing, living their lives. And just the campus is so alive right now. It's energizing. Oh, I just thought of right now another thing that I should mention about myself, because it's such a big part of my life, is that I love nail polish. Like, I love painting my nails so much. I do it like almost every day, even if my nails aren't chipped. Just having like a fresh set of nails on is just so amazing. Like, it's the best feeling. You just feel so confident. expired. Just that kind of person. But I got it for really cheap. I remember I just picked out the one that was the most affordable, because honestly, eyeliner is kind of all the same to me. I'm not like a makeup expert, so I wouldn't really know. But from my experience, I haven't really seen a difference between brands. So I kind of just picked the cheapest one and go with that. It's the emblem of my life. But yeah, I need to line my eyes right now. They're looking pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. I think this might have been the easiest time I've had putting on eyeliner. It's probably because I'm recording a podcast. It's good luck. You guys are good luck. I'm definitely going to be putting fake eyelashes. I just bought new lash glue, and I've been wanting to try it out. I feel like this eyeliner would definitely balance it well, so I'm going to put those on. And my eyes are going to look crazy big. They're kind of like spider legs. I didn't know I was going to go this dramatic today, but I guess I am. Like, go big or go home. I'm just gonna put everything on my face today. Oh shoot, I can't believe I almost forgot mascara. I have to definitely do that before, and I need to curl my lashes. My eyelashes, they stick straight out, like literally horizontal from my face, so I need to curl them really dramatically for them to even be visible when I open my eyes. So I usually curl them right at the base. I know you're supposed to make like a J shape, but that never works for me, so. Oh, sorry, I know you're supposed to make a C shape, but that doesn't work for me, so I make a J instead, if that makes sense. Like, it's just one really intense curl, and then my lashes just stick straight up. Plop on some dried mascara and should be all good for the fake lashes now. I don't usually wear eyeshadow, so I'm not gonna worry about that. I think eyeshadow looks good, but on me, I just look like I'm gonna perform at an opera or something. Like, it looks unnatural on myself. On other people, it looks amazing. But when I see myself with eyeshadow, I think it's because I used to do ballroom dancing, and I only wore makeup like that when I was performing, so I can't disassociate that from my dancing era. And that's just a whole nother story. So, I never use eyeshadow now, which is fine. I mean, it makes my life simpler, less work for me. Okay, now just a little bit of chapstick, and my face is all done. My face is on now. I just need to do my makeup and, sorry, God, my brain is not working. I need to do my hair. It sticks straight right now, and pick out an outfit. I'm so sorry if you can hear my stomach rumbling. I'm starving right now. I need to eat something as soon as possible, right after I'm done getting ready. But I'm glad that we had this little chat. I hope it was somewhat relaxing. Maybe listening to me ramble to you. I kind of wanted this to be more of like a friend conversation. Question on my last episode asking me about how many people listen to this podcast, and this is crazy, but right now I have around 280,000 plays just on this ASMR show. December. I can't believe it's almost Christmas. I have a special bonus episode for the 25th, so that's exciting. But this year went by so fast, it's crazy. I feel like I haven't had time to wrap my head around everything. Well, it's weird, actually. Sit by myself this year, and yet it was just flying by somehow. management course, tax accounting, economic development, which is basically just about poverty, and a business regulation class. Also, side note, I got a question a while ago on episode number 68, I believe. That one was the first rambling episode I did, I think. They asked me if I ever considered another major. And just for context, I'm a college senior right now, majoring in business and economics with a smidge of accounting sprinkled in there. But to answer that question, yes, I did think a lot about different majors, actually. I came into college as a math major, which was an interesting part of my life. Math has always been my favorite subject all throughout high school and even middle school. But once I got to college and I took some of my first college level calculus classes, I looked at the rest of my schedule for the next 4 years in that major and just thought, oh my gosh, like, I cannot do this. It's not for me. I don't want to be a math professor or actuary, statistician, anything like that, because I like data and solving numerical problems, but not to that extent, if you know what I mean. So after that, I started overthinking, like I usually do. I considered switching to so many different majors, from like sociology to design to computer science. I felt really lost that freshman year, and I decided to settle on a major that I think a lot of people gravitate towards, business. I liked it because economics class was pretty enjoyable in high school, and it's a broad enough major so I could go into whatever field I wanted to after I graduated. I'm really glad that I chose that path because there isn't anything I would rather be doing right now. So I would say that I've been lucky. That was a great question, by the way. I always love answering your questions, so feel free to leave as many as you want. I know it can be hard to comment on these episodes because everyone is listening on different platforms. But the main ones that I'm noticing people are using is Spotify and Apple Podcasts. On Spotify, some of my episodes let you comment. It's not on all of them because I keep forgetting to turn on the feature for each pod. I wish it was automatically on. I'm so sorry about that. I'm trying to fix it right now. On Apple Podcasts, you can just leave your questions in the reviews. To get a really fast response, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, because I'm always on there. I'm at RelaxRosie. Oh yeah, I recently hit 350,000 plays on this podcast, and I'm so grateful for all of you. It was really fun catching up and hanging out again. Hopefully we can do this soon and more frequently. I like to see this as talking to a friend, so it's very therapeutic and relaxing to me. Hopefully it's relaxing to you as well. But yeah, that's it for this one. I'll see you in the next episode. Hello, hello. Welcome to another rambling episode. I got a comment on my holiday episode last year about doing more of these rambling episodes, and it made me so happy to hear because I love doing these types of pods. stressing me out. But anyways, besides schoolwork, I moved back to my college town after staying at home for months during the holidays. It was really great to see my family again. And it's so weird to be back here because I have to cook food for myself, basically. Restaurants. So, strict, though. I like to eat intuitively. So, in times like this, when I can choose a dressing that's vegan but tastes the same or even better than the original, I go for it. And that hefty salad usually lasts a few days, and it's so delicious. If I'm feeling hungrier than normal and can't be satisfied by just a salad, basically, just a can of tuna, vegan mayo if I have it, otherwise just regular mayo. Small pieces of chopped up celery and onions, a dash of ginger and soy sauce to make the dip. I use either pita chips or sliced cucumbers to eat it with. It's very refreshing. So filling. Last but not least, of course, we have the iconic salmon and rice combo. The one that took over TikTok last year, and I'm still not over it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's shredded grilled salmon mixed with white rice and sriracha and mayonnaise drizzled on top. You mix that all together and eat it with some avocado and crunchy seaweed. It's like a hot sushi roll or poke bowl. The best part is that it's not raw, so you don't have to worry about like salmonella or anything. And it's pretty filling. Alright, I think I'm gonna make a midnight snack. Well, not midnight, I guess, because it's like 4 a.m. So I'm gonna make breakfast, even though I haven't slept yet. This might be an all-nighter type of night. I keep talking about food, so I feel like I'm hungry. Or maybe just bored, who knows. Either way, I'm gonna make something right now and hopefully go to sleep after that. Maybe take a power nap or something before I have to start my day for real. I have class in like 5 hours, so we'll see how that goes. Thanks for hanging out with me and listening to me ramble. I always love talking to you guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Hi guys. I'm in such a good mood today because I just got back from the mall with a ton of new jewelry. I'm talking necklaces, rings, earrings, and bracelets. Everything and anything jewelry I got today, and I'm so happy about it. Now, it's not anything fancy, let's be clear. I don't have the money for that. I'm a broke college student. But I did pick up a lot of things from Forever 21, H&M, and Anthropologie. And I'm just gonna describe some of the stuff I got. Okay, let's start with the pieces I got from Forever 21. I got clothes too, but let's just focus on the gold stuff for this episode. The first thing I got was this set of stackable gold rings. Oh yeah, I want to say that all the jewelry is gold because I think it looks better on my skin tone, like as opposed to silver. I wish I could rock silver, but I feel like my skin tone is too warm for that. What's up, guys? Today I'm going to be doing a room makeover, specifically my college bedroom. I know it's a little late since I'm graduating this spring and will most likely not live here in this town after that, but I think it's time to change the vibes in here just so start with my last semester. Right now, my room has a sort of club aesthetic. I have LED strip lights around the walls and desks, and I think they're cool because I can change them into any color I want with a small remote control. Flashing and dim settings in case I'm in a fun or tired mood, respectively. On top of those LED strips, we have a giant light-up sign hung up on the wall. It says, "Girls, girls, girls," on it. I'm not totally sure where my roommate even got it from because she thinks someone else gave it to her as a gift years ago, but it looks like a reference to the 1975. Like the font of the words is similar to their album cover style. Oh, and when I say 1975, I'm talking about the band, not the year. If you don't know who that is, I'm sure you've heard their music before because it used to always be played on the radio. One of their most popular songs is called Somebody Else, if that rings a bell. So yeah, there are a lot of neon lights everywhere, and the reason we decided to turn our room into this frat house is because our window doesn't give us very much natural light since we're facing the opposite way of where the sun shines. So we decided that instead of always having a boring yellow light on, we would have these fun color-changing ones. But even though it's very cool, I think that age of clubhouse vibes is over, and we want to transition into something more calm. Like I was talking about before in my Get to Know Me rambling episode, I think I'm entering my grandma phase, and I'm not mad about it. So obviously, we will be taking down all of these lights and putting them into storage. Also, just for Tapestry and also on our bed frame. there for a punching bag or something, but we decided to get this tiny hanging chair for it. It's also from Amazon, and it's basically this netted seat that's yellowish, mainly white, and it has thick strings hanging off of it. I'd say it matches the star and moon decor so well, we couldn't Soon.